We're in Simen Kuf Samach Ches. We are up to Sif Yudalid, and we'll be doing Yudalid and Tes Vav. So far we've seen that there were three categories within bread and cake and things like them. Namely, we had two categories of pas, a loaf that is made for Kfi Yisud, that is pas gomer, and you make a motzi on it even if you have a crumb of it. Then there is pas kisnin, which is essentially made as a snack. And there the halacha is that unless you eat the quantity that one would say is enough to fill your average person, a kviya suda, you make a mazonis and a me'in shalash ala mechya. And if you are kviya suda, then you say motzi and you bench. The third category is the category of a tafshil or a maisa kedera, and that is something that we would not call a loaf altogether. It is not baked. It's something that's rather moist. And that you always make a mezonis and an ala mechya after. You would never have to wash and bench. The whole idea of washing and benching applies only to a pas. So sif yudalit cholut pirish kamin pas cholten also baroskin. The dough is blanched. That means the dough is thrown into water which is already boiling before baking. Shachakach ofo bataner, that is afterwards baked in the oven, which is essentially what they do when they make bagels. A bagel, they make the dough, they throw it into boiling water, and after which it is baked. Pas gomeru, it is considered pas gomer, or mevarach olav hamotzi, and you make a motzi on it. One may have thought that since it was boiled first, it would be called some kind of tafshil rather than a pas. So it teaches us that this is a pas, and it's not filled or flavored in any way, so it's a pas gomer. It's made for kvi yisuda, and you make a motzi and bench. Says the Ramah now, Hagah, v'chein dover shebli loso rako she'elfo batanur belo mashke, dino kapas. Similarly, something that is of a thin consistency that you baked in the oven without mashke, meaning that you baked it rather than boiled it, it was not sitting in liquid, dino kapas, that is considered a bread, umavarach alav hamotzi v'shalish brachas. This too, we're talking about just a mixture of flour and water. You put it into the oven, you baked it, and it's a bread. Even though the initial dough was not a bread dough, it was something that was quite thin. Nevertheless, once you bake it, it is considered bread, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, this would also go for the previous halacha, meaning, if you take something that has a thin consistency, you boil it, and then you bake it, it is still going to be considered pas gomer. This is considered bread. Umvaruch lav hamotzi v'sholish brachas. Sholish brachas means benching. Of course, we have our bow. We say atov ha-native as well. But it's pas gomer. V'chein im ofo be'ilfus below mashke. Till now, he was talking about baking in the oven. Now he's telling us you can bake in a pan as well, or you can bake in a pot as well on the oven, so long as you don't put any mashke in it. It means if you take a pot, and you put a dough into it, and you put it on the fire, and it bakes that way, that is also considered a bread. Yes, we just saw that. Says the Ramah, Uma'at mashke shemoshkin bo ha'ilfe shelo yisarif ha'isa lo mikri mashke. If you grease the pan in order that it not burn or stick, that does not turn it into something fried. We would still consider this something baked. Aval dover shebli loso raka. Whereas, if you're dealing with something that has a thin consistency, v'togno b'mashke, and you were metagen it, you fried it in a liquid, l'kuli alma lav lechemu, according to everybody, this is not considered bread. What does he mean? The Ramah had previously taught us a halacha that the Mechaber and the Ramah were discussing this, where if you take a regular bread dough and fry it, so because Rabbeinu Tam's shita was that it's chayev b'challah, and Rabbeinu Tam's shita was that anything that's chayev b'challah becomes hamotzi, so there he told us not to have it outside a suda, because it was a suffik pas. Rabbeinu Yonah disagreed. It was a suffik. Is this pas? Is this a tafshil? So here he's telling us that whole halacha was only when you're dealing with a bread dough. If you're dealing with something with a thin consistency, there, if you then go and fry it, nobody is going to consider it bread. So that if you take something, if you take a thin kind of dough, certainly something runny, and you fry it, that is considered a tafshil, it is considered a dish, this is not a pas altogether, you can have as much as you want of this, and you would never have to make hamotzi on it. There's one case that's not discussed here, and that is the case of something where you take a dough, you fry it first, and then you bake it. We had here in the Machaber, if you boil something and then bake it, it is pas gamer. What if you fry it and then bake it? So the Mishtabur brings the Magen Avraham, who says that this is also considered pas gamer. If you fry it first and then bake it, it's pas gamer. However, the Taz learns that if you fry it first, then the oil gets into it, and you've now created a pas kisnin. He says that this is not called pas gamer, it's a pas kisnin, so unless you're kaveya suda on it, the bracha you'd make on it is mizonis. But if you are kaveya suda, he would agree that you would bench. As opposed to a dough that you only fried, where the halacha there would be that if it was of a thin consistency, so there are no sfeikas, the halacha would be that you'd be able to say bar min mizonis and me'in shalash ala michya, even if you eat a lot of it, even if you are kaveya suda on it. Siftes vav now. Truknin, what is that? Dahainu. Sha'osin guma bekira, that the stovetop has an indentation. The nosnin ba kemach umayim muravim ba. They mix flour and water and pour it into that indentation so it forms something of a cake. The nefesh sham, and it bakes there. Mevarach ala barmin imazonus abrach achas mein shalosh. Vim kava sudasa ala mevarach hamotzi abrikas hamazin. In other words, truknin gets the din of pas kisnin. The question is, why is this pas kisnin? It's only ingredients of flour and water. What makes this pas kisnin? So the only case that we had of pas kisnin, we had two cases of pas kisnin that were only flour and water. One was rikik and dakin, something brittle. This is not brittle. The other case we did have was the case of niblash, which was a thin, soft kind of bread that was clearly not made for kfiya suda. This does not sound like it was dak, like it was very thin. This sounds much more like something that collected and it was thick. Why is it not bread? So the Magen Avraham says that the reason is because here the blila is raka miod. In other words, what you actually did is you made like a cereal and then poured that into the indentation in the oven and baked that. Therefore, we would not call it pas gamer, only pas kisnin, which is something of a chiddush. Mishtabura mentions that we find in the Rambam a totally different reason. The Rambam learns that this truknin was not baked in an oven. What they used to do is bake it in the ground. The heat of the ground would bake it. And that, he said, is not a normal way of baking, so Chazal gave it, doesn't have tzuras pas, so Chazal gave it a din of pas kisnin. The Levush adds to that, it's not derech lisha va'afia, but for those reasons, Chazal took away the shame pas gomer and gave it a shame of pas kisnin. That was truknin. Avol trisa, dahainu shalokhin kemach umayim, umarvin olsam v'shofen alakira. Here too, you made something like a cereal, you mixed flour and water, it's just very, very runny, and you pour it on the oven floor, v'mispashet, and it spreads. This is not put in an indentation. So it spreads out, and it ends up being extremely thin. The nefa, ein alav toras lechem klal, this is not a pas altogether. Vein mevorchin alav, ela borim in imazonus abrachachas min shalosh, v'afilu kovo sudaso alav. This is a tafshil, so you would never have to bench on it, regardless of how much of it you ate. Now, this is similar to the valafelatkis that the Mishtabura mentioned previously, which means something that is very thin and flimsy, its bracha is always mizonis. It is not considered a pas, it is considered a tafshil. The Mishnabura mentions that there are those that hold that this is really a pas kisnin and not a maisa gedera. The Magen Avraham mentions this, and because of that, the El Yerabba says that you should only eat a tochas suda. But the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Brura seems to follow the Magen Giborim at the end, who paskins like the Shulchan Aruch. And previously, in the halacha of those velafalatkes, he told us, beferish, that even if you're kaveya suda, you make a mazonis, and he compares it to this trisa. So halacha la maisa. Something that is made of flour and water that were liquid, and it gets poured out like a crepe, but it's very, very flimsy. The halacha there is that it is a tafshil, it is not a pas altogether. You can eat as much of this as you want, and you never have to make a motzi or bench on it.